Walking Route 4, PRG 45. Duration, 4 hours 35 minutes. Uphill incline, 342 meters, 1,122 feet. Downhill incline, 342 meters, 1,122 feet. Horizontal distance, 15.4 kilometers, 9.6 miles. Route type, circular. Severity of terrain, 2. Route orientation, 2. Difficulty rating, 2. Degree of effort required, 3. Times are estimated with no stops and based on excursion information method criteria, MIDE in its Spanish initials. Calculations are based on 2017 data. This circular route, which is approximately 15.4 kilometers long, 9.6 miles, starts and finishes in the same place. Signposted as PRG 45, PRG are the initials in Spanish for a short route in Galicia, this is an officially authorized route, as indicated by the white and yellow bands that can be seen along the entire way, painted on trees, lampposts, walls, and the ground, etc. However, care must be taken, as the route runs along the clifftops, and it's therefore necessary to exercise the necessary caution. We start from Rio Castro Beach, which forms a natural boundary between the boroughs of Cabanas and Fene. On this beach, we can see the ruins of the Molino de Marey tide mill and its lock system. The mill was driven by water from the River Castro, and when the volume of water dropped, it used the force generated by the rising and ebbing tides. We turn right at the first crossroads. The initial section of our route runs along a narrow earth footpath lined by leafy vegetation and trees, parallel to the cliff edge. To the right, we can see a set of steps leading down to Chamoso Beach. We must carry on along the coastline towards A Magdalena Beach, admiring the spectacular views we will find to our right. At this point, we come to the steps leading down to A Magdalena Beach, and we will make our way along the sea promenade. This beach is extremely popular due to its calm waters, the pine grove, which attracts large numbers of visitors during the summer season, its sheltered location and family atmosphere. We make our way along the promenade as far as the pine grove. Here we turn right, entering A Magdalena pine grove, which is popular with sports lovers throughout the year. We walk through the pine grove behind the beach bars as far as the metal railway gate. As we walk, we can observe the former football pitch on our left and to our right, eye-catching views of A Magdalena Beach, the Ares Ria or tidal inlet, and Ponte de Ume harbour. On reaching the Tourism Information Office, we continue along the N625 road, entering Cabanas via Avenida Areal, before making our way along Campo do Oito, where we can admire a magnificent freestanding stone cross. We then continue along the Lamelas Road, before turning left into Das Viñas Road. At this point, we will see the As Viñas Preschool Centre. We take the left fork and make our way along the street known as Rua de Abaixo. At the crossroads, we walk over the AC141 road, and in front of us, we will see the wall surrounding the Pazo de Riobó Manor House. We take a right turn and carry on before turning left into the road known as Camino da Fonte. At the water tanks, we continue along the Aldrea Pedro do Couto road, leaving the Alimpadoiros road behind us on our left. We then follow the earth footpath that leads into a leafy wood, where we can see a wide variety of local flora and the stone known as Pedra de San Estevo, which, according to local legend, is said to hold the remains of Saint Stephen. When we come to the end of the footpath, we carry on to the right, making our way uphill and through the hamlet of A Pedro do Couto. A few meters after the signpost indicating the site of the Marco do Salto megalith, we will have to make a short detour into the wood in order to see it. We turn right onto an earth track before taking another right turn in the direction of Pico Castro. Pico Castro Peak. This is the highest point on our route and the ideal spot for taking a short break before starting to make our way back, this time downhill. We retrace our steps as far as the path that runs along the side of the meadow and turn right along a rough track. Breathtaking views of the borough of Cabanas and the tidal inlet. Our route will take us past a magnificent oak tree and a superb cork oak. On joining the road, our route continues to the left, taking us back to the hamlet of A Pedro do Couto. This time, the children's playground will be on our left. We take the second turning on the left before following the Alimpadoiros road on our right and the Loucedo road. Here, we can admire the spectacular views and the wealth of flora that form a truly stunning backdrop. We continue through Loucedo, which continues to offer beautiful scenery. Our route continues among orchards of orange, apple and cherry trees, just some of the wide variety of fruits grown in this region. At the crossroads, we take the AC141 road until just past the church of San Andrés de Cabanas. We carry straight on along Rua de Abaixo before continuing along the Das Vinhas road in the direction of Campo do Oito and Avenida Real. At the Tourism Information Office, we continue towards the Magdalena Beach and Pine Grove. At the far end of the beach, we go up the steps and head towards Chamoso Beach, walking along the coastline and admiring the magnificent views. At the crossroads, we take the left-hand path and continue along the coastal road, before taking the right-hand path in the direction of Rio Castro Beach, which affords superb views of Chamoso Beach. When we reach the road, we turn left, and at the crossroads, take the left turning in the direction of the River Castro along the earth path that will bring us to the end of our route.